This goes to Dr. Saxena, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Joyce Hettinger, Hattinger, date of birth 12/16/1930. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Hettinger with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, and probable bladder spasms by symptom description. Her last visit was July 22nd of this year. Since that time, she has seen a urologist up in Mount Pleasant. She had a cystoscopy done that was normal, according to the patient. But the urologist did put her on Myrbetriq, M-Y-R-B-E-T-R-I-C, 25 milligram daily, as well as Trospium. It's T like Tom, R-O-S, P like Paul, I-U-M like Mary, 60 milligram daily. So far, that really hasn't helped the intermittent pain that she experiences in the suprapubic area. It will occur spontaneously and then resolve just as fast as it comes within a few minutes. She's hoping that the medications will maybe stop the pain, but she's still not sure what is causing it. And she will be following up with the urologist within the next week or two for further evaluation. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion that is stable, and chronic fatigue that is relieved by rest. Currently, urine is clear, no recent UTIs, no edema. Medications, I also want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily. She's anticoagulated with Xarelto, 10 milligram daily. She's on Sotalol, 80 milligram twice a day. Insulin for blood sugar. Gabapentin is 400 milligram at bedtime. Hydralazine is 20 milligram three times a day. She's on Trulicity, 0.75 milligram once a week, and lisinopril, 20 milligram twice a day, and spironolactone is 25 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 136 pounds, pulse is 78 and regular, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 74. Her neck is supple, and no, there is no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with the systolic murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and she has a trace to 1+ ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 8, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.1. Estimated GFR is 47. Albumin 4, calcium 9.7, sodium 138, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus 4, hemoglobin 12.1 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, controlled with multiple medications and anticoagulated with Xarelto. Diabetic nephropathy, also stable. And last, bladder spasms, and she's being followed by a urologist in Mount Pleasant. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.